Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes. 251-2101-0047-0194.
0194. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, great. All right, and are you calling from Infinity Gymnastics Academy?
Yes, I am.
All right, and am I speaking with Patricia?
Yes.
Excellent, and I'm just going to confirm some of the information that I have on file for you here if you have any questions. Are you guys still at 12420 Grand River Road, Suite A?
Yes.
Brighton, okay. And...
There's no suite on it anymore, but...
Oh, okay. Gotcha. And what's a good phone number for us here in case we get disconnected?
810-610-2617.
2617. And then, sorry, can you say that again? 810...
610-2617.
Got it. Perfect. And then, do you have a good email address?
Yes, it's infinitygymacad@aol.com, and I'll spell it. infinitygymacad@aol.com.
@aol.com. Excellent. All right. I mean, we've got a lot of different programs, really, depending on what your specific needs are. Why don't you kind of tell me about what you're looking for so I can point you in the right direction here?
I think right at the moment I'm probably looking for an unsecured.
Mm-hmm.
It says you'll go up to 3 years on it.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess I'd just like to find out how much I would qualify for and how quickly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you have roughly how much you're looking to bring on?
I would love to be able to do 200,000.
Okay. Sure. And, why don't you tell me what you're going to use these funds for?
Oh, a lot of different things.
Good. I like detail.
I would pay off all of the Jimmy credit cards and my personal, because I am a single owner proprietorship, and so I've used a lot of my own personal credit cards for the business over the last few years. I bought my business partner out 3 years ago, and I've spent the last 3 years paying off all of his bad debt.
Oh, wow.
So, not bad debt. None of it was bad debt. It's just debt. Okay. So I've put off doing a lot of repairs to my building, which I own.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 13 years old, and it's hit that, 7-year itch where I need to have my building painted. I need to completely redo my the asphalt, the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few issues with the septic tank. It's fine. But in the end, I should dig a new septic field.
Okay.
Which is about $30,000. So, just to ensure that in the middle of the winter, we don't ever have any issues, that's what I should do. But they come and clean out my septic tank every month. And, I mean, according to the septic people, they've had people they do this for 10 years. And it's fine.
Wow.
If they clean it out every month, it never has any issues.
Okay.
But technically, I think if I were going to apply for another mortgage, they would probably tell me I had to fix it.
Okay. So we want to get on that.
Yeah, so it's just one of those things that I've not done it or put it off,
Gotcha.
Let's see. I just redid and had all LED lighting put in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 3-year contract for that.
Great.
I have to pay off.
Okay.
And I have about $20,000 in this year's property taxes that are due.
And
so they're not past due. They're just due.
They're just due. Okay, good.
They're due by the end of December, so, you know. Good. I have no penalties or anything. I'm not behind on anything. I'm just, yeah.
Okay, good. Glad to hear that. And so what kind of return would you be looking at if you were to get this 200K and you were to, you know, pay off your credit cards and get the asphalt done and, you know, pay off the property tax? What kind of return on the investment are you looking for? Are you going to increase in sales? You know, your monthly sales going to increase? Are you going to have, you know?
Yes. Yes and no. It's hard to, you know, with the gymnastics industry, we're on the upswing right now because we just had the Olympics.
Right.
And so we're on an upward curve. Mm-hmm. And there's always new gyms opening. And if they look better than you do, mom and dad go there instead of to us. So, you know, the cosmetic is something that, unfortunately, when mothers are bringing their small children in,
mm-hmm.
you know, if the bathrooms aren't up to date and, you know, and super clean and things like that, you know, the parking lot is not, you know, things like that do tend to help with your sales. But, I, you know, I'm not sure that most of these things are going to be a direct, you know, increase in my sales.
Right.
You know
but
what I'm saying?
Kind of,
but it'd be an indirect.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It would be an indirect increase in sales. So more of a, you know, it's helping with the cosmetic. It's making sure that everything is cosmetically appealing to the parents. Because gymnastics is a, what's the term I'm looking for? It's a disposable income sport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so only people who have the disposable income are going to be there, and those are your people who care what your building looks like and care what your, you know, so forth.
Correct.
So, you know, that's why I say it's indirect, but yet it is, it will be an increase in sales for that.
Okay, good. So you're going to kind of retain the customers that you already have and attract new ones?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And when would you be looking to do this by? Just kind of as soon as possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then for the structure of the business, are you guys an LLC, a C corp, S corp? What's
LLC.
LLC, excellent. And why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit here? Would you say that you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle, maybe?
I would say that I'm still on the good end, but I have taken a couple hits in the last, just over this last summer. My credit score is down right now a little bit, but it's still in the probably mid to high 600s, but it has been typically in the lower 700s.
Okay. So that's good news.
When your credit cards, when you use your credit cards for things like, you know, painting the building and things like that, then it, you know, once they lower your credit score when you use your credit.
I know, right?
They give it to you, but if you use it, they're going to lower your
They're going to lower your credit, yeah. Makes a lot of sense, huh?
Not really, but I want to be back to the point where I was, you know, 4 years ago before I bought my business partner out, I was back to the point where as soon as a bill came in, I paid it.
Yeah.
Every bill was paid off. Every credit card was paid off every month, every, you know. And I haven't been there for the last 3 years because of his debt. But it's now pretty much paid off. And so I've put off so many of these things that I'm like, I'm cash poor right now.
Right. Okay. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your sales then? How did you guys do last year in sales?
We're about, I'm trying to think how they would put that. I think total sales would have been like $1.2 million.
$1.2 million for last year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you want track for this year?
Probably this year it would be up some. It would probably be up probably $1.3 million, $1.4 million.
Okay, good. So you've got some sort of increase.
I don't do my taxes, so I don't do my taxes. All I know is that when I see my bank statements, I know that my annual or my monthly income is about anywhere from $100,000 to $140,000 a month.
Okay. So 100 to 140 Excellent. And how long have you guys been in business already?
13 years.
Oh, okay. So you guys are pretty well established then, huh?
Yes.
Very nice. How'd you get into the industry?
Well, I was a figure skater, and when I was 15, my sister was doing gymnastics, and I walked into a gym and started playing around and discovered it was just love at first sight. So
Wow.
I competed gymnastics my last 2 years of high school. Not forgiven for my mother never forgave me for quitting skating. So the day she died, she called gymnastics jumping.
Oh man.
So yeah, that was I was her sixth out of seven children, and she wanted a professional figure skater. And at 15, I was on my way. You know, I actually could give pro lessons up to the third of eight levels, you know, and
wow.
My mother had seen me being able to put myself through college, giving pro lessons and the whole nine yards. And unfortunately, yeah, I fell in love with gymnastics and quit skating. And
really?
So,
even though you were really good at the skating?
You know, was I really good or was I... See, that was the problem, because I was 15 doing my third and fourth test out of eight, and
right.
Everybody else doing the third and fourth test was 10 and 11, and their parents were wealthy and had money, and they were doing mega pro lessons per week, and I got one pro lesson per week, because I was one of seven kids.
Right.
So, you know, when I was 15, all my older brothers and sisters were in college.
Right.
So there just wasn't money for this. So, you know, had I had the advantages they had, I would have been way farther along by 15.
Right.
But, you know, I was probably, you know, there was nobody my age doing what I was doing. And I wanted to transfer over to the Hawkettes, the precision team, which, you know, here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where I grew up, that's the home of the precision skating. Dr. Porter invented it, basically, and he was who I would have skated with. It would have been a wonderful opportunity. My mother wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Wow.
She, it's okay. She didn't pay for my gymnastics either. I competed for the YMCA, and I had to teach classes in order to get to compete to pay for my competition.
Good for you.
She
I like saying that.
Yeah, so, and I've been teaching, I taught it through college, and, you know, then I got married, and I moved away for a few years, and my oldest daughter was about five when my old coach called me up and asked me if I wanted to swap classes and teach some classes, and my daughter get some for free, so, and that daughter who was five went on to get a college scholarship in gymnastics, so.
Wow. Good for her.
Four of my kids have been competitive gymnasts. My oldest daughter scholarshiped at George Washington University in D.C. My second daughter walked on to Eastern Michigan's team and competed for a year and coach and quit. But she went on to coach, and my son coached competed all the way through his senior year. And then he's coached for me ever since. Took a 2-year hiatus and coached for somebody else, but discovered the grass wasn't greener on the other side. And my youngest daughter competed until her senior year and had a back injury, and she now coaches for me also.
Wow.
So,
You've got one athletic family.
That's
well,
sure.
You know, and my son did a lot of other sports and stuff, but my girls all, and my second daughter, who, you know, she was bound and determined until she was 10 she was going to skate. And she did, and then all of a sudden it was, nope, I want to do gymnastics. And I'm like, okay. I've been criticized a lot for raising my kids in the gym, because you work out a lot of hours if you're a competitive
right.
gym.
Right.
You know? And I've been criticized a lot by family and everything, but you know what? I didn't have to worry about my kids getting into drugs. I didn't
there
have
you
to
go.
Worry about my kids
there you
having
go.
All sorts of spare time on their hands to get into trouble.
Yep.
I knew where my kids were. I knew what they were doing, and they, you know what? I told my three, I have three daughters and a son. I told all three of my daughters, because I was very young when I had my oldest. I was only 20 when I had my oldest.
Right.
And I said, I told my daughters that they had to get college degrees. They couldn't get married till they were 25, and they couldn't have babies till they were 30.
What? Wow, you're setting rules on them, huh?
Well, my third daughter has not got a college degree, but
uh-huh.
she does coach for me, and she, you know.
Yeah.
She was following a different path anyway, because she wanted to go to school for, she can't make up her mind. She wants
yeah.
to do interior design, but she also likes to do the computer design,
right.
graphic design, and stuff. So she's changed her major so many times, there's no wonder she doesn't have a degree. She's 28. So,
oh, okay.
My oldest
yeah.
is 41. I have 6-7 grandchildren, and, you know. My first two daughters were both 25. Over 25 when they got married, and over 30 when they had children. And they, no, actually my oldest was not over 30 when she had her first one, but she was married and had a degree, and
that's
know,
good enough.
They did most of what mom told them they needed to do, so.
They did a good job. They ended up being good kids.
They
after all
they did a
all.
Very good job.
Yeah,
yeah.
did you push them into it? Did
no,
you push
actually in We always had a policy that,
uh-huh.
I've always had a policy that once you committed for the season, you had to finish the season. But then
uh-huh.
after that, if you wanted to quit, you could. And I've discovered very quickly that, you know, a lot of times they'd hit bumps in, you know, November, December and say, I want to quit, you know, because it's hard because they
right.
hit a plateau or whatever. And, you know, I'd say, you know what, you finish it. And in May, if you want to quit, you can quit. And none of them ever wanted to come May.
Wow. Well, that's cool.
You know,
dedication.
Yeah. You know, and it taught such good discipline. It really taught them that they, I mean, you'll find that 95% of your higher level gymnasts are 4.0 students.
Really?
Because, well, they have to be. You have to be organized. You have to be able to get your homework done quickly. You have to be able to organize and be disciplined. And, you know, you just can't put in that many hours in a sport. I mean, higher level kids, level 9 and 10, put in 24 hours during the school year. That's a
wow.
lot of time.
That is. That's very time consuming.
Yeah. So, wow. I mean, even my level 3s and 4s work out 12 hours a week.
Wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, three days a week for 4 hours, and then my level 4s work out 16 hours.
Wow.
My level 6s work out 16 hours to 20, and my level 8s and 9s and 10s have to work out 20 hours. Now, in the summer, we raise it, but in the school year, we keep it down to 20.
Wow,
so,
good for them. Yeah, they're definitely going to be learning discipline for that.
Well, yeah, my oldest daughter worked out 6 days of the week.
Wow.
When she was level 10 when she was in eighth grade, so
wow.
that's the level you can be. So
I'm just
tried,
feeling
she wanted to go elite. She wanted to go elite her freshman year of high school, but she
wow.
broke her ankle.
Wow. Oh, poor
and,
girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, anyway.
You're making me feel more and more out of shape.
I'll get out of shape as time goes on.
Oh man, are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And have you already kind of started taking a look at doing this, or is this you're just getting started?
Actually, I just got your thing in the mail, so I decided to you know, you're offering, you know, a larger amount for 3 years. The only other type of financing that I've ever done in the past is one where they want it paid off in like 10 months, and they don't go for larger amounts. They go for smaller amounts.
Right.
I really would be interested in doing a little bit larger amount.
Okay.
And taking the 3 years to pay it off. I mean, let's put it this way: even if the payment was, you know, $5,000 to $7,000 a month, I'm paying that in credit card payments every month, without a doubt. So.
Oh, okay. Correct.
You know, the money's there. It's just being used for something different right now, and I'd rather that it was paying one loan rather than, you know,
multiple, and and it gives you some sort of cushion with some cash flow.
Right.
Okay. So you haven't really kind of started shopping around at all, right? Just to make sure that you're not like inquiring elsewhere or anything.
Oh, no, I have not.
Okay, great. And so we're looking for around $200,000. Say we're not able to get $200,000, what's kind of the minimum amount that you'd be looking for? Just so I kind of roughly have some idea.
You know what? It's. I don't think that's a hard one to say, because it's like whatever amount I would get approved for, then I would decide which things I'm going to do with it.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So one of the options that we can do for our programs here is what I can do is approve you for the largest amount possible. And then from there, it kind of works like a line of credit. It's still an unsecured cash loan, but I can approve you for the largest amount. Say I approved you for $200,000 or $250,000 and you only wanted $100,000. You can take out that $100,000, and then when you're done with it or halfway through it or whatever and you see that you need additional capital, you'll still have the rest of the approval available to you.
Okay.
So would that be kind of something that you'd look at?
Yeah, that would be fine.
Okay. Perfect. And tell me about the current loans that you have. You said you have some credit card debt, some personal loans. Is there a lot?
The only actual loans that I have out right now are for the lighting. And that was actually I may not pay that one off because that was actually 3 years 0% interest.
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
I don't like having it there, but it's, you know, at 0% interest, it would probably be pretty silly to pay it off.
Right.
The credit cards, the personal property taxes, and then all the repairs and so forth that I want to do to the building. It would just, like, say you only approved me for $150,000 or whatever, then I just sit down and decide, okay, prioritize.
Right. Right.
So
I completely understand that you're going to, you know, whatever amount we'd be able to give you, you're going to say, okay, I want to do this, this, and this, and then we can leave this off for later. So for the credit card debts, how much is there in total?
I would say there's close to 100,000.
Okay. And then there's multiple credit cards on that, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the payments that you're making on these?
Just depends. Different credit cards, different amounts. Let's see. I'm trying to think. You know, they have different. I mean, there's one that has a large minimum payment. You know, that's usually like $25,000 my limit is $25,000 on the card.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say that's a big payment.
My minimum payment. My minimum payment on that is like $3,500, okay? I have another credit card that's $24,000 limit, but even when that's close to $20,000, which it is right now, they only require like a $400 or $500 payment. So
right.
It just depends on the credit card.
Depends how much you've used.
Right.
Okay. So in total for credit cards, what would you say your monthly is?
Oh gosh, I pay as much as I can. I would say I'm probably paying anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 a month in credit card debt.
Okay.
Because I'm always trying to pay them down. You know.
Right. And then for the personal property tax, you said that was around $20,000.
Yeah. And that's okay. Just due by the end of the year, so that's not anything that's behind or anything.
Okay, that's just owed. It's just not. It's not
just overdue. Yeah, that's just a yearly personal property tax, and this just happens
gotcha.
To be the time when it's due.
Gotcha. Okay, makes sense. So just a quick rundown here. So we're looking for around $200,000. We're going to try and approve you for the largest amount possible in order to pay off your gym credit cards and your personal credit cards, get the building painted. We want to redo the asphalt and the driveway and get that new septic started for you. Because you told me, you know, cosmetic things are important. You're trying to retain the customers you already have and attract some new ones. We're trying to do it as soon as possible. Credit, you said, was somewhere in the middle, so that's good. You said somewhere in the mid-600s to high-600s, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And sales last year for you were 1.2. This year we're looking around 1.3, 1.4, so we've got a solid increase in cash flow there. Been in business about 13 years. Told me the nice story about how you got into the industry. made me feel really out of shape. And you're 100% owner of the company, haven't really looked around yet, so that's good that you don't have any inquiries on any credit or anything.
No.
And we're going to try and take care of some credit card debt for you. So that definitely falls under the working capital program like you first inquired about when you told me the unsecured cash loan. And what I can do is shoot over an email to you with what I will require in order to get you some sort of approval and qualification. Typically, within 24 hours is how long it takes me to give you something. So, it's really, really quick. And the only thing that we're going to take a look at is 6 months of your most recent bank statements, and we're going to take a look at the most recent tax return for the business. So those are our, those are the things we take a look at. And do you guys accept credit cards?
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're required to put a credit card on file.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. So
you can pay cash or you can pay by check, but you have to have a credit card on file. Yeah,
okay.
So I laughed.
So then you definitely have over 20% of your sales come from credit cards, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so in that case, I'll also require 4 months of your merchant statements, most recent merchant statements.
I don't get them.
You don't get those at all?
I don't get them. The only ones I get, I have two credit cards. I have two ways to charge. I have my Studio Director, which is my class program.
Right.
And that goes through, I don't even see that. Those all those credits you'll see on my bank statement as ACH deposits.
Right.
Okay. Then I have a standalone credit card machine in my gym that I use for some specific things that I get a statement for. But that's only used, like, if somebody walks in off the street and buys a leotard, you know, when we charge our parents for their meet fees and so forth, my manager does that on the 15th for, like, that's done in July, September, October, and November. She does it on the 15th of the month. And she uses that she hand manually does that. Otherwise, that's all I get bank statements for. I don't get the statements for my
for the merchant statements?
Statements that go through my, I don't know why.
Is there any way to request them?
I don't even know what company they go through. I think it's called Elements.
Elements?
My program is called Studio Director, and I'm pretty sure that the program that it goes through, or the processing thing, is called Elements.
Elements.
But I get nothing.
Interesting. Would there be any way you would be able to get in contact with them where they would be able to send you the merchant statements?
I have no clue. Never contacted them before.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
Sorry?
On other loans and stuff, and they've asked for my bank statements, and they've just taken it right off my bank statements.
Right. Oh, okay. You mean they took a look at the credit cards off of the bank statements?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's something I can definitely bring to notice for the underwriting department to take a look at that. Just a lot of the times they can be a little bit picky where they require it and they want to take a look at it, but we can definitely just try with the bank statements. So that's all I need from you. And then on my end, I'm going to be sending you a one-page application, which, you know, just has what is the business name and address, general information, basically.
Okay. This business loan application that...
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then once you send those documents over to me, I shoot it right to the underwriting department. I put your file together, and within 24 hours typically is when they get back to me, and they present me with a few options that qualify for you.
Okay. All right, so 6 months worth of bank statements.
Right.
Credit and card, whatever I can do. I mean, I can send you the credit card things that I have.
Yeah, whatever you can do for merchant statements.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And then just the tax return.
And the tax return. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll go ahead and throw all this information in the email for you as well, just so it's there.
Yeah,
and then,
I'm just so that you know I'm not, and if I probably should have waited to do this till I got back, but I am leaving to go out of town Saturday,
uh-huh.
And so if we can get something done before then, that would be fabulous, but if
absolutely.
Not, then we'll have to wait, because I'll be out of town for the entire week of Thanksgiving.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. If you can get it into me... this week, today, tomorrow, whenever, we can get some sort of approval for you, and it stays open, so you can just have it there waiting for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, okay. So I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you right now, and
okay.
I will follow up with you later this week. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right.
Great.
All right.
So what was your name?
My name is Hashem. That's H-A-S-H-E-M, as in mother at the end.
Okay. Okay. All right. Great. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Absolutely. Not a problem, Patricia. We'll be in touch.
Uh-huh.
All righty. You take care.